This is Ozarks at Large. When craft shows come to the area, they often feature artisans from around the country. On December 3rd at Vintage Fellowship in Fayetteville, a new event will focus on local artists. Natalie Freeman and Amber Paradin are the co-founders of the Little Craft Show, and earlier this week, they stopped by the studio to talk to me about their new event.
The Little Craft Show is it's a first ever event, indie craft show, holiday market for the patrons of Fayetteville, so, or surrounding areas even. So we have put together a collection of, we've handpicked about 25 people that are from the regional area. Some people are from Oklahoma and some people are from Little Rock. And we've put them together and we've carefully juried and pulled, we've received a ton of submissions, by the way. Do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, the Little Craft Show, it's basically the first indie craft show in Fayetteville. And so what it is it has a certain aesthetic. So whenever you go in, we're going to have decorations that are handmade by volunteers. And you'll be able to walk in and we'll have refreshments and a free photo booth. And they're just all of these artists that are totally just amazing and unique. And so we have some women who spin their own yarn. We have an artist who, she creates her own t-shirts and she actually presses them. Like, there are these artists that have this craftsmanship that's just totally unique and totally their own. And we've hand chosen them to be in the show, and it just has this local vibe with all of these local sponsors who have totally supported us and are awesome. So
why? I mean, we have craft shows throughout the area throughout the year. It's kind of a big craft place, and we get people from across the country. So why did you feel it was important to have this show that was local artists, you know, regional, so local instead of, you know, California or Maine or whatever?
I think because there's a feeling in Fayetteville that's totally unique. What do you think, Amber?
Yeah, I mean, I think, I don't know. That's an interesting question because we're constantly having to try to define what an indie craft show is, and it's a really interesting term. We've even tried to Google it just to see if there was a set, and there's not. It's such a almost an underground movement, but with a full, strong force behind it of artists and crafters. And we recognize that there's plenty of that in Fayetteville, but there's not necessarily a craft fair niche for them. And so, yes, there are tons of craft fair options, but there's not one that will be a collection of people like this. So Natalie and I might go to your traditional craft show and we would pick out, you know, four or five of our favorite vendors, where I think anybody would do that. And so what we have done is just pulled all of those different vendors from different locations and said we want them all in one place instead of having 100 options and three or four good ones. So I think that's what makes this particularly different, because we've been able to handpick our personal aesthetic that also falls in line with what indie craft shows normally are.
And you said the indie craft show is sort of this underground movement that's happening. I mean, is that across the U.S. or is it limited to a certain region, or have you guys been to one?
Absolutely. There's a ton of them, and there's a lot. They're typically smaller craft shows because it is a juried thing, and you're having to handpick what you specifically want for your show and what you're trying to achieve. So it's been a huge, I don't know, do you have anything to say towards that? There's a ton of them.
There are a ton of indie craft shows. And let me just say, we are new to this. Like, when we started this, we were like, okay, you know, maybe, you know, that 60-year-old woman who makes, like, crocheted blankets, like, maybe she'll apply and we can fill up a room. And then we got all of these applications and we were just like, holy moly, there's a need for this in Fayetteville. And so I feel like, you know, there is such a movement, and it's happening in Portland, and it's happening in Seattle, and in Los Angeles, and New York, and we were like, we deserve this in Fayetteville. I mean, Amber, the Friday after Thanksgiving, she's traveling all the way to Austin, Texas to participate in the Renegade Holiday Fair, and that's a huge craft show that started in Chicago, and so, like, artists are traveling that far just to be able to sell their product that has a certain aesthetic that would qualify as indie. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's a movement. People are wanting to purchase things that are made by hand and that are sewn in a small studio. I like to call it the human scale of products that we purchase. Like, that's just really cool. So that's what we're all about.
So you got a lot of submissions, which seems like it surprised you a little bit.
Yeah,
it did.
Did you, but in a good way, did you, what sort of parameters did you set for yourself when you were trying to decide which ones you were going to choose to be in the show?
Oh, man. We sat across the street at the public library for probably 3 hours wanting to cry.
Well, I think it was 5 hours.
Yeah, it was a long time. We were kind of concerned because so many people had such amazing craftsmanship, and we had a small room, and we wanted to fit everyone in. So
it was almost immediately you could tell from the submissions yes or no who's going to be in. Because of that certain indie aesthetic, and I know that we're kind of running that into the ground, but it's something that if you do come to the Little Craft Show, you'll notice immediately. I think that it's something that's definitely set apart from the rest. So the certain people that had that aesthetic and look and cohesiveness to their pieces were established artists. There are a lot of different factors. You know, we were getting towards the end of the list and trying to, you know, cut people and not cut people, and it was sincerely a heartbreaking.
It was horrible.
Few hours of trying to find who does fit this and having to say no to people that we think might still fit that, but we just don't have the room for them, and so that was really hard. So we're actually already we're trying to find space for a spring show, or maybe just starting to look for space for a show next December, but a bigger space, because we've recognized that this is quickly going to outgrow the space that we've been given.
Can you give me an example of some of the items that will be for sale there?
Yes. We have a lot of artists who create jewelry. Reese from Wild Hair Beadery, when he sent us the photos of his product, we kind of, I think we almost peed our pants. Like, he is so talented. He, from his display of the way that he creates his line of jewelry, he'll use like vintage pieces that he's found from necklaces from the 50s and 40s, and like copper. Those just speak to my heart. I just love that. And then we have a woman by the name of Mary from Mary's Little Lambs, and she actually raises sheep, and then she harvests the wool.
She shears
the wool, and then she spins the yarn, and she knits these socks that are just beautiful. Amber, she has been like sewing up these beautiful plush owls that that people can purchase for their little wee ones. My husband's been bringing home chicken feathers for the last probably 2 months so that I can make these earrings out of chicken feathers from his farm. So there's just like a ton of totally unique things. And thankfully we have sponsors who have kind of helped us out. If you go to the show and you purchase something from an artist, you'll get a raffle ticket that you will be entered to win one of, I think, 5 beautiful baskets made by our sponsors. We have a Moby wrap that we will be giving away from Terra Tots. We have 10 gift certificates from the Little Bread Company. We have this beautiful box with all of these handmade things from Riff Raff. You know, Handheld is giving a gift certificate to learn how to knit. All of these awesome things that our sponsors are giving away. And so we are truly thankful for them. Another cool thing about our show is that we also want to support some charities. So Ozark Folkways has allowed us to give money to them. So what will happen is that if you go to the show and you purchase something and you want it wrapped, you can actually get our volunteers to wrap your gift and then give a small donation, and all of that will go to Ozark Folkways.
This has sort of grown into this thing a little bigger than you were expecting, I see. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, what are you hoping that the community will get out of this, and what will come from this event?
I think one of our primary concerns is supporting local and supporting handmade. And again, that's one of those things that you hear a lot, but people don't always necessarily know how to act on it. And so I think this is going to be a great event for people to come and see that they can get toys for their children. They can get gloves and mittens and mosaics and scarves and prints, artwork. I mean, the whole gamut of local and handmade, and it's all coming from right here. And it's not something that you'll find any – I mean, you can't find it anywhere else. You can go to the chains and you can be sucked into coupons and discounts for holiday sales. But I think that this is something that you can walk away with something much greater – knowing that you've supported someone that's trying to make a living doing this, or someone that has sincerely sat down at a table and worked on for, you know, hours or weeks to make. And so you get to walk away with that.
The Little Craft Show is scheduled for 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, December 3rd at Vintage Fellowship, which is located at 3416 North College in Fayetteville. Admission is free. For more information, visit thelittlecraftshow.com.